could add to this. There are various points, but one is that there is a set of data that GRP makes available and public and for free, and that is what you see on the website, but there is a lot of additional information that is analyzable and lends itself for further type of work. To me, what is important, and it's my bias for some qualitative work also, is to actually add to the numbers some contextual kind of analysis. I think that this sort of work for people who are academically inclined provides a basis to clarify the kinds of questions that you are raising, and the case, the question that also Frederick raised. You can take the UK, and you can take Syria or Libya, and you can take particular cases, for example, that reveal vulnerabilities, that reveal structural problems, that reveal opportunities, or that reveal good practices that yield innovative results, or indicate a change of direction in the country, because most of the indicators tell you about the past. The data tell you about the time of whatever bias exists at some point before. But if you are a businessman or government or a donor organization interested in what can you do to help the future or where the country is going, then you want to have something predictive as well, right? So this kind of analysis, the qualitative analysis, can be combined for case studies that give you all these rich nuances that help with policy making and for decision making going further. And you can combine that with additional quantitative data, including another thing that Yvonne also knows well, because we worked together to develop the UNCAC evaluation instrument that is used now to evaluate the country's implementation of the UNCAC, right? The intent that was very strongly, at least in my mind when we created this instrument, was that it is used for in-depth comparative analysis and research. There are questions there that UNODC doesn't have the resources or inclination to explore and analyze, but you can look at interesting kinds of things that affect international cases, like statute of limitations. What is the statute of limitations in different countries? You can find that information publicly. How does that affect cases on the ground? How many cases were dropped because lawyers were good enough to delay the proceedings, and in the end, the case was lost? Or mutual legal assistance, okay? How many countries requested information and they got it? So not only what law is in the books, but how is it helping or impeding cases on the ground? How many cases does the UK or France or the US or Switzerland helped overseas? How many victims were actually compensated? How many assets were actually returned? Or the opposite. And here you can have good numbers, and you can have additional really in-depth kind of studies that add extraordinary detail that is relevant for theory, for academic, for training, for business, and for policy. So I would like to invite you all to think creatively about how this kind of effort is a stepping stone into really exciting academic things. So I hope that GRP is going to be open to this kind of collaboration so that we can publish this kind of stuff and create a good critical mass for this type of analysis.